Good afternoon, Northfield. Welcome to the Northfield Lunch Hour, sponsored today by Northfield Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman, and his lovely and amazing wife, longtime educator, Mary Hillman. The Hillmans have chosen to celebrate National Teacher Appreciation Week by sponsoring a pair of shows celebrating our educators. We're going to hear from Northfield School Board Chair Claudia Gonzalez-George and the Vice Chair Corey Butler, who programmed today's show, in just a little bit. Well, hello, everybody. Hope you're all having a good day. The morning went well, I trust. Welcome to the Northfield Lunch Hour, where today, again, we are celebrating Teacher Appreciation Week. Today's show is sponsored by Matt and Mary Hillman. Matt, of course, is the Northfield Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman, and his wife, Mary, is a longtime educator. The two of them have chosen to celebrate Teacher Appreciation Week by coming to KYMN and helping us produce a show that celebrates educators and acknowledges the enormous role that they play in our society. Today's show was programmed by a couple of members of the Northfield School Board, Board Chair Claudia Gonzalez-George and Vice Chair Corey Butler. And we're going to hear from Claudia and Corey in a little bit. But first, let's just get to the music. And with all the music that they gave me to work through today, there's really one song on there that's the best way to start. This is Bob Marley with Three Little Birds. You're listening to the Northfield Lunch Hour on 95.1 KYMN.
Greetings, Northfield. Thanks for joining us for the KYMN Northfield Lunch Hour. I'm Matt Hillman, Superintendent of Schools here in Northfield, and we're celebrating Teacher Appreciation Week. If we believe that public education is a foundational element of our democracy, then our teachers are the ones who are building that foundation every single day. And we are so grateful to have a world-class team of teachers here in Northfield who make a big difference for our kids. If you've got a friend or neighbor or someone at your church who's a teacher, make sure you take a few minutes this week and thank them for their work. So, Northfield teachers, thanks for what you're doing every day. We are so grateful for you, and keep doing good things for kids. Lean on me.
Best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk the guy, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock, yeah. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
You can run the mile, you can walk straight through hell with a smile. You could be the hero, you could get the gold. Breaking all the records they thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. And you're never gonna know if you never even try.
Do it for your country, do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
That was The Script featuring Will.i.am of the Black Eyed Peas with a song called Hall of Fame. Board chair, school board chair Claudia Gonzalez-George selected that one to express how she feels about the educators of the Northfield Area School District. She gave me context on some of these songs, but not everything. But some of these songs are just, they're just great songs and some songs that really just inspire you. Like this one from Shakira. This is Try Everything, and you're listening to the Northfield Lunch Hour on 95.1 KYMN.
I messed up tonight. I lost another fight. No.
me to death. You talk too much, you even worry my pet. You just talk, talk too much. You talk about people that you don't know. You talk about people wherever you go. You just talk, talk too much. You talk about people that you never seen. You talk about people you can make me scream. You just talk, talk too much.
Was Joe Jones with the utter classic from the early days of rock and roll. You talk too much. Something that every teacher I had in grade school wanted to say to me, and did say to me on a fairly regular basis. They also said the same thing to my sister. So it's a sort of a family trait. And that song was selected by Northfield Area School Board Vice Chair Corey Butler. And I guarantee you that his teachers said the very same thing to our friend Corey. Welcome back to the Northfield Lunch Hour. Today we are continuing our two-part celebration of Teacher Appreciation Week, National Teacher Appreciation Week. To all of you educators out there, whether you work in Northfield or wherever, thank you very much. We all, well, I hope most of us at least, understand what kind of sacrifices you folks make to educate our kids and ensure a better future, we hope, for the country. And what you do, I said this yesterday, people call medicine the noble profession, but I don't know of another more noble profession than teaching our children and helping them prepare to find their way in this world. Claudia Gonzalez George sent me one of my favorite songs to play today. So, Israel Kamakavivole with his rendition on his ukulele of Over the Rainbow. You're listening to the Northfield Lunch Hour celebrating Teacher Appreciation Week on 95.1 The One.
Ooh.
The great, great Sarah Bareilles with Brave. That's off of her 2013 album, Blessed Unrest. I love Sarah Bareilles. She has sort of moved away from her pop career and has been writing music for Broadway and other things, and you know, writing entire musicals and stuff. The woman, she's fantastic. Go check out, if you don't know a lot of Sarah Bareilles, go check her out. She's just wonderful. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Oh, yeah, I tell you something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something. Such a feeling that my love I can hide. Yeah, you got that something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I want to hold your hand. It's such a feeling that my love I can hide. Yeah, you got that something. I think you understand. When I feel that something, I wanna hold your hand.
From 1964, that was a little band called The Beatles from Liverpool, England, with a song called I Want to Hold Your Hand. We are now joined by, on the Northfield Lunch Hour, as we pay tribute to educators in Northfield, in the Northfield School Northfield Area School District. We are now joined by the chair of the Northfield School Board, Claudia Gonzalez-George.
Good afternoon.
And the vice chair of the Northfield School Board, Mr. Corey Butler. You know, I've sat in this chair and looked at you, Corey Butler, and said, I'm Rich Larson, and he's Corey Butler of the Northfield School Board. And every other time, you've always kind of given me a dirty look when I've done it. But this time, I get to do it for real.
Pleased to be here, Rich. That's what you're going to get from me.
Okay. All right. Before we get into the real reason that you guys are here, it's my understanding, Corey, that I Want to Hold Your Hand was a selection you made for today's show.
Yeah. When Dr. Hillman asked the board to contribute songs, I was thinking back how music influenced me in my K-12 education. And in fifth grade, we did a little performance of the Beatles' I Want to Hold Your Hand. And that was my introduction to a band that became pretty important to me through life and like many other people. So it was a great introduction to them. And it's my first memory of hearing the Beatles. I'm sure I did hear them in my prior 9 years of existence,
right.
But it's the first memory I can place. And I played Paul, and turned out later in life that I'm more of a George guy.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it was good to find that out.
Right, Yeah, all the really thoughtful people are George people. But yeah, so you
I'm
played.
I'm glad
Paul,
you said it, so I don't have to.
You played Paul. So what? You played a little bass, or what? You just sang.
I think we stood there and sang.
I got it.
Song.
I got it.
Song.
Okay.
Good to not know sang and sung for an education show.
Sing, sang, sung.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
One of those.
I just like that the Beatles are being taught in school. That makes me very happy. Yeah. Well, Dr. Hillman arranged this show today to say thank you to the educators in the Northfield area. And I would think he would probably just want to thank educators all over the place. But so the two of you obviously hold educators, I'm sure, in pretty high regard. Claudia, can you maybe tell me a little bit about, like, is there one teacher when you were in, like, high school or grade school or something that really, really inspired you?
Oh, what a great question. I always think back to, I think it was maybe first or second grade, and those teachers, I remember their care for me. One of them in California schools at that time, when you took English as a second language, they had a part of the classroom where I was learning Spanish. So it was immersive English for me, and then also learning Spanish so that I could be literate in Spanish. So they were teaching me alphabet and, you know, literacy. When I think back to teachers that had that kind of impact, it's those early elementary years where I could feel their love for me and their want of me to succeed by giving me literacy in two languages. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mr. Butler, do you, I'll pose the same question to you. Was there a specific teacher in your background?
Absolutely. I think throughout my entire educational career, you find those kind of mentors and just people who show a little additional kindness. And as I considered running for the board, I shared my story a lot. I grew up as a son of a school custodian, a school bus driver. So education and educators have played a huge role in my life. And as home life wasn't always great, I always found solace in school. And there's definitely caring adults there who helped nurture me and maybe provide some of those life lessons that helped me grow. And I think of my senior year of high school, I went to the School of Environmental Studies, which is a magnet school at the Rosemont Apple Valley Eagan District. And one of my teachers there, Michael Bolsoni, was really supportive and really motivated me to become a writer and saw something in my writing. And, you know, there's one note he left on one of my papers that just stuck with me. And coincidentally, a few weeks ago, he was named the new superintendent of that district.
Oh, no kidding.
And I haven't kept a relationship with him, but I have friends who still go back to our school and definitely know him. And coincidentally, a friend and I were up at a friend's restaurant in Minneapolis, and Michael's daughter was working there and happened to meet her and just say, hey, he's one of the most impactful teachers of my life. Well, Dr. Hillman shared that message with Michael, and he got back to Dr. Hillman and shared some kind words for me. And I think that's the most rewarding part of this, is that as a student, you come through and you think about the thousands of kids that teachers impact and meet, and, you know, some more so than others. But here's a guy who made a difference in my life that I thought, well, you know, I was just one of a thousand, and he apparently remembered me, which,
they always
which was
do.
Nice to hear.
That's terrific.
I always think of the teachers that, like, made me want to learn. They just inspire that passion that's always going
to
be in there.
Right. You made me remember, too. I had a high school teacher at one point where I was trying to take a break on some of the more accelerated classes, and she came back with my schedule, and she's like, no, these are not the right classes for you. You're going to have to get back to the college prep classes. So that kind of care. And then, of course, my college counselor who helped me get applications ready to get into college. And I'm literally here today because of those teachers who intervened. It's just hard to thank a teacher. How do you properly thank someone who, you know, as from the perspective of a student who puts my needs first? Mm-hmm. How do you thank somebody who just spends so much time, heart, and tears over that student's success?
I think a lot of us think of teachers as one-to-one relationships with the student, with the parent, but they're also very collaborative, obviously, to make sure they're doing. Providing the support they need to, whether it's lifting up or intervening or what have you. So there's just so many layers to helping quality teachers do a quality job to turn out quality students and humans.
Yeah.
And we're very fortunate to be in a community like this. And I just, you know, can't say thanks enough to the staff that we have and everyone involved in the schools.
All right. Northfield School Board Chair, Claudia Gonzalez-George, Vice Chair Corey Butler. Thank you both.
Thanks for having us.
Continuing on with some music, this is another selection of Vice Chair Butler's. And this is a man who unfortunately passed away just a few years ago and dearly missed by many, many people every day. This is John Prine, who would have told you there is nothing more important than getting an education, and he would have wholeheartedly and full-throatedly, seconded the idea of Teacher Appreciation Week. John Prine was a wonderful man, and this is from his final album, The Tree of Forgiveness, a song called Summer's End. You're listening to the Northfield Lunch Hour, celebrating National Teacher Appreciation Week on AM 1080 and 95.1 KYMN, The One.
Summer's ends around the bend just flying. The swimming suits are on the line just drying. I'll meet you there for our conversation. I hope I didn't ruin your whole vacation. Well, you never know how far from home you're feeling until you've watched the shadows cross the ceiling. Well, I don't know, but I can see it snowing. In your car, the windows are wide open. Just come on home. Come on home. No, you don't have to be alone. Just come on home. Valentines break hearts and minds at random. That old Easter egg ain't got a leg to stand on. Well, I can see that you can't win for trying. And New Year's Eve is bound to leave you crying. Come on home. Come on home. No, you don't have to be alone. Just come on home. The moon and stars hang out in bars just talking. I still love that picture of us walking. Just like that old house we thought was haunted. Summer's end came faster than we wanted. Come on home. Come on home. No, you don't have to be alone. Come on home. Come on home. You don't have to be alone. Just come on home.
By the way, huh, because I'm happy. happiness is to you.
Greetings, Northfield. Thanks for joining us for the KYMN Northfield Lunch Hour. I'm Matt Hillman, Superintendent of Schools here in Northfield, and we're celebrating Teacher Appreciation Week. If we believe that public education is a foundational element of our democracy, then our teachers are the ones who are building that foundation every single day. And we are so grateful to have a world-class team of teachers here in Northfield who make a big difference for our kids. If you've got a friend or neighbor or someone at your church who's a teacher, make sure you take a few minutes this week and thank them for their work. So, Northfield teachers, thanks for what you're doing every day. We are so grateful for you, and keep doing good things for kids.
Lean on me.
And if I may echo Dr. Hillman's thoughts there, I would also like to thank Northfield's educators and all the educators out there. And frankly, I would also like to thank Dr. Hillman and Mary Hillman. Those two people have a dedication and commitment to education unlike anything I've ever seen. Those two people are so wrapped up in this community's young people, the well-being of the Northfield community itself. To have people like that running our school district is it's a rare privilege. Dr. Hillman, of course, was named Superintendent of the Year, Minnesota Superintendent of the Year in 2023. And was one of the four contenders for National Superintendent of the Year last year as well. And all the accolades that come his way are well deserved. And if you listened yesterday to the things that that Ray Coudray had to say about Mary Hillman too and her commitment to education, we're really, really fortunate to have people like the Hillmans in this community. Okay. Another selection from Vice Chair Corey Butler. If you know Corey, you knew that there was going to be a Temptation song at some point today, and here it is. This is The Temptations with Get Ready. You're listening to the Northfield Lunch Hour on 95.1 KYMN. One.
Never met a girl who makes me feel
The Beatles from the 1969 magnificent opus, their masterpiece, one of their masterpieces, that was from Abbey Road. That was Here Comes the Sun. Corey Butler told you earlier in the show that he late in life or later in life realized that he was a fan of George Harrison, as am I. And that was the George Harrison song. However, the selection of that song was made by the ever-brilliant chair of the Northfield School Board, Claudia Gonzalez-George. Anyway, welcome back to the Northfield Lunch Hour, everybody. Actually, this is going to be almost the conclusion of the Northfield Lunch Hour and our salute to education and our celebration of Teacher Appreciation Week. We have one more selection picked by Board Chair Claudia Gonzalez-George. This is a song written by Natasha Bedingfield, and we love our educators. We love our teachers, and there's no bounds on that. I can't thank educators enough for doing what they do. But this song, I think, if Claudia will allow me, should be dedicated to the graduating seniors at Northfield High School this year, who are going to wrap things up in 2-3 weeks here. Congratulations to all of you, and well done on all the hard work you've put in. And boy, let me tell you, to have the future that you guys have, and the number of possibilities that are out there, I am excited for every single one of you. And we are, of course, counting on you to change the world, right? So, but you can do it. And it's because your future is unwritten. This is Natasha Bedingfield, and you're listening to 95.1 KYMN 1. Well, that was Natasha Bedingfield, and this has been the Northfield Lunch Hour celebrating Teacher Appreciation Week. Thanks to Northfield School Board Chair Claudia Gonzalez-George. Thanks to Vice Chair Corey Butler. And thank you so much to Northfield Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman, and of course, Mary Hillman, for sponsoring the shows the last couple of days. This has been really fun, and thanks to all the teachers out there. Thanks for joining us today on the Northfield Lunch Hour. If your business or organization, or just you yourself, would like to participate in the Northfield Lunch Hour, contact us at info@kymnradio.net. I'm Rich Larson. See you next time.